Hey there, and welcome to episode 65 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm so happy you're joining me today. Our episode today is brought to you by my Busy Preschoolers Do Music course, which is my introductory course for the littlest learners that's filled with play-based activities as we explore musical concepts together. We just released part 3 of the Busy Preschoolers course, and I would love for you to check it out. It's my most popular piano lesson course, and it's such a fun way to get your little ones going with musical instruction. You'll find out all the details about the course at busykidsdopiano.com/busypreschoolers, and I'm going to link to the course in the show notes as well. Today on the podcast, we're going to finish up our 3-part series on composer George Frideric Handel. In episode 63, we learned a little bit about Handel's life and musical style. And in the last episode, episode 64, we talked about his music for the Royal Fireworks. And I'll be sure to link to those previous episodes in the show notes in case you haven't had a chance to listen to them yet. Today, we're going to be learning about and listening to another of Handel's most famous works, Water Music. Water Music is a collection of 3 suites that were written for a large orchestra. The first performance of the collection took place on a July evening in 1717, as King George, now remember Handel is the composer for the king, boarded a royal barge at Whitehall Palace with some of his wealthy friends for a trip up the Thames River toward Chelsea. Another barge followed the king's, containing about 50 musicians who would perform Handel's music, and then many other boats and barges took to the river during this time so that they too could enjoy Handel's music. After arriving at Chelsea, the king left his barge for a time and then reboarded later that night for the return trip. He loved water music so much that he ordered for it to be repeated several times over during his royal cruise. That the reason for this special performance of Water Music was for King George to steal some of the attention back from his son, the prince, who had been throwing lavish dinner parties and rising in popularity as a result of these lavish dinner parties. Whatever the reason for the performance, Handel certainly grew in popularity. The entire collection of Water Music would not be published until 3 decades after Handel's death. Because the music wasn't published until after his death, we're not really certain what Handel intended as far as the order of the pieces within each suite was concerned. So we've grouped them according to their key signature, with each group containing about 5 to 10 pieces. As you may have noticed as you listen to the music in the background of this episode, each of the pieces has its own character and style. Thank you. Now, we learned about Handel's music for the Royal Fireworks in our last podcast episode, and these selections are often performed together. And just as with fireworks music, it's not uncommon to hear the water music performed at weddings or used in film and television. When you head over to the show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/65, you'll find there the link to this episode's curated playlist on YouTube, which will show you a variety of performances of Handel's water music. Some of the pieces which we heard today, as well as some of the other songs from the suites that weren't on the episode. Again, you can find that at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/65. Thanks so much for joining me for these last three episodes to learn more about George Frideric Handel. I hope you've enjoyed exploring his life and music together, and I look forward to connecting with you again in 2 weeks on the next brand new episode of Busy Kids Love Music. Bye for now.